Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning into me, that social marketing chick. Hello, beautiful people. Guys, so excited today. I love hopping on here and talking to you guys. And thank you guys so much for listening. I'm getting amazing feedback from you guys, and it's so freaking helpful. Just love it. You guys are amazing. I love you. If I could jump through your phone or whatever it is that you're listening on and kiss your face, I would. Not in a weird, crazy, psycho way, though. Guys, I'm talking about a little subject that's a near and dear to my heart because I get asked this all the time. This is probably the most common question that I get from people is how do you do it all? How do you do it all? You know, when I've got kids, I've got two special needs kids. Both of them are autistic, one severe, one on the higher end of the spectrum. He's more high functioning, but both have their quirks and their needs and their therapies and doctor's appointments and things like that we got to do. You know, and when I was a full-time teacher, that was a frequent question. How do you do all of this when you work full-time? And, you know, I get the question, when I'm sick, when I'm in a slump, when my team is not motivated, how do you keep doing what you do? How do you do all of the things? That's the main question that I get. And I understand this because I used to ask this very same question about other people when I first started in this industry. I would look at other people, other top earners, I'd be like, how do they do all the things? We all have that person that we emulate, right? And we think, how does she do all that? And I get it. I mean, like I said, I used to ask the same questions. I get it. But here's the problem with that question. And here's the problem with this whole thing. She is not you. She, this whoever the she is, she's not you. Okay? And what works for one person may not work for you. So I always had a really difficult time answering that question. Because everybody's looking for this magical trick of like, how things happen. Like, how do you become a top earner? How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you run your business? What exactly are your IPAs? Like, how do you get where you are like to the top? Like, guys, I feel like this question gets asked a lot because we have this idea in our heads that top earners or whoever have this magical thing, this magical button that they just press, or this magical thing, this task that they do. And if you just do this thing, you'll be like a top income earner tomorrow, and you'll be making all the money, and that's all that you need to hit your goal. Like people have this thing that they're hiding from you that you don't know and that you don't have. And guys, there's no secret thing. That's not a thing. There's no magical formula that makes someone else be able to do all the things and not you. And guys, I'm not coming down on you. Like, I get it. I used to, at the beginning of my journey, I used to ask those very same questions. A lot of this stuff, any of my podcasts, a lot of this comes from, I pull things from my journey that I struggled with. And I genuinely thought that, you know, I wasn't moving forward, or, you know, I was in a slump or whatever, because I didn't have this secret thing that everybody else had, these other top earners had, that I didn't have. And the truth is, no one is doing all the things. They're just not. No one's doing everything. Okay, please keep in mind that social media is a highlight reel. And a lot of times we see these people, we see top income earners and people that are growing their businesses and all these things, and we're watching them on social media. And we think, God, they're doing everything. But keep in mind that odds are they're not doing everything. That's what they're putting on social media. Social media is a highlight reel, okay? We all get help, okay? We all get help from somebody, or we drop the ball. One of the two, period. I've dropped the ball about a bajillion times, okay? It is what it is. And you want to know how I got here? Mother effing grit. Okay, stubbornness, just pure stubbornness, and not doing a whole lot of things. Not doing a whole lot of shit, guys. And I'm gonna tell you a couple of things that I still do to this day. Because guys, I'm not done building. Okay, you should never be to a point where you're like, oh, okay, I'm just done. I've made it. No, there is no point where it gets to that point. There is a part of your journey where you are working hella hard, and there's parts of your journey where you are more in rest mode and you can take that rest. However, you never just stop like, oh, I've made it. That's not a thing, okay? So here's some of the things that I don't do, that I didn't do while in like hardcore work mode, that I don't do now because I'm still in hardcore work mode. I'm always in hardcore work mode. Here's the things that I don't do. Number one, I barely clean my house. And I know that's disgusting. And some of you guys are like, what the F? She's just squatting in this landfill. Guys, I'm not. Okay. I just don't clean my house as often as other people maybe would. And I also, on top of that, let me just preface that by saying that, guys, you don't have to do all these things by yourself. For instance, for me, I've got my husband. My husband is my biggest cheerleader. I'm very, very blessed to have him, because I wouldn't be able to do the majority of the things that I do without his support. And do you know how I got that support? Is I had a conversation with him. When I first jumped into this, and I knew, and I went from that point where I was like, okay, this is not going to just be a hobby. This is going to be my career. I'm going to go to the top with this thing. I had a conversation with him and I said, look, this is going to require my attention. This is going to require my time. This is going to mean that I'm not going to do some things and I'm going to need your help. And because I made it very clear to him that this was important to me and I was going to do it, whether he supported me or not, but I would like his support. He, of course, is a fantastic human being and went right with me and was like, okay, let's do this thing. Okay. So I barely clean my house, but I also have someone that helps me pick up the slack around the house. Okay. Another thing that I didn't do, I missed family functions. I miss some things sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay. Like I said, there's seasons of your journey. And guys, it is a journey. There is no overnight thing. Go listen to that podcast if you haven't already. But it's a journey, okay? And there are parts of your journey where, you know, you're going to be working really, really hard and you're going to miss some things, okay? Family parties, you know, taking your kids to a birthday party, whatever. There's some things that you are going to miss, and that is okay. You have to make sure of what is a priority, okay? What's a priority for you right now? Is it building your business and hitting your goal? Or is it making sure that you show up to Uncle Bill's 89th birthday party, you know, an hour away from your house? You see what I'm saying? Like, what's your priority? So, that I miss some family functions. I miss some things. And that's okay. Okay. Another thing is I didn't shower or shave every day. And I'm sure you guys are like, what in the actual fuck? But guys, listen to me. Okay. I am not saying that I am a disgusting human being. I'm not saying that I'm dirty, that I never shower, because that's not the case. I'm saying that I just didn't shower and shave every single day. All right? It wasn't a priority. Okay? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I wasn't going anywhere anyways. So, and it's not like you guys are going to smell me through the podcast. I am showered right now, though. Maybe. You'll never know. Another thing I didn't do is I didn't cook every day. Okay? Takeout happened a lot during hardcore work mode. Okay? Takeout, whatever. I would have the hubby pick up something on his way home from work. Because God knows nobody wants to eat his cooking. Sweet Lord, no. Okay? But there were no Pinterest-worthy, organic, beautiful, like, nonsense meals. Guys, it wasn't a priority. What was a priority for me in that moment and in those moments is building my business. And it's okay. It is okay to let some of those things go for a short time. Like I said, all of this stuff comes in seasons. It's not going to last that way forever. You're not going to miss family functions forever, okay? You're not going to miss that Netflix, the whatever binging episode you've got on Netflix. I swear to God, it's going to be there when you're done in work mode. You see what I'm saying? Certain things can wait, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you're sitting here and you're saying, yeah, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Okay, let me say that again. Yes, you can. You are in charge of you and what you do, okay? And a large majority of the help that I get was either from my mom or from my husband or a friend or a family member or whatever. Even if it was something as simple as, you know, just taking the kids and watching the kids for like 3 hours on a Saturday so that I could get some work done, okay? Something as simple as that. You're not doing it all by yourself. However, you can enlist the help of others if you make this a priority, okay? I had a discussion with my hubby. I talked about this. I had a discussion with my hubby, and I made sure that he understood how important this was for me. And you can have that discussion too with whoever your significant other is, whoever your partner is, your kids, your parents, whoever it is that you need to have that conversation with. You can have that conversation with them, and you can make sure that they understand that your goals are important, okay? And you can let them know what's in it for them too, okay? Actually, you should let them know what's in it for them too. You have to let them know what this will mean for you and your family later on, okay? The discussion between me and my hubby is I was like, look, this is going to, and in this particular discussion, I was still a full-time teacher. I said, look, this is going to allow me to be home with the kids all the time. I can take them to the therapy appointments. I can take them to the doctor appointments. I can afford to pay for the extra therapies that they need, ABA therapy, occupational therapy, things like that that aren't necessarily covered with our insurance. You know, I can pay for those things. I can be more available. I can be more present. I can do all of these things. You know, we will be more set financially. We can, you know, build the house that we want to build. We can do the things that we want to do. We can go on vacation, all the things. But it's going to take me hunkering down and focusing right now, and I am going to need your help to do that. Will you help me? So simple. And he knows that I'm extremely stubborn anyways, and I'm going to do it regardless. But he understood. He understood my passion. He understood why I wanted to do this. He may not have understood the whole network marketing aspect of it. He may not have even agreed with the whole network marketing aspect of it. But he supported me because I had that conversation with him and let him know what this was going to mean for us and what this was going to mean for him and what this was going to mean for our kids. You see what I'm saying? You can have that discussion too. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with your husband. It could be with whatever significant other you have. It could be, maybe you don't have a significant other. Maybe you have parents or family friends or whoever in your life that is going to be affected by you hunkering down and doing the do. Have that conversation with them so they understand where it is that you're coming from. And there's no, weird hurt feelings or any kind of situations like that later. You see what I'm saying? You've got to make your goals and then have the mindset to figure it out instead of just saying, well, I can't. Okay? It's all about mindset, you guys. If that's your mindset of just going to, but I can't, or well, I can't, you're not going to get very far in this industry. And I'm telling you this because I love you and I want you to blow this shit up. And you've got to hear some hard things sometimes, okay? So instead of just defaulting to, well, I can't do that, you need to make your goals and then you need to have the mindset to figure it out. Maybe it's just that you need a sitter 3 days a week. Or maybe your spouse takes the kids for a few hours on the weekend so that you can work or whatever. When I was a teacher, when I was a full-time teacher, I worked early in the morning. I would get up at like 5 a.m., okay? And I would work before I started work, before I started teaching. I would work in the morning. I would take my lunch hour and I would work in the afternoon. And then I would work at night after I put my kids to bed. And you know, at that moment in time, if I wasn't at work inside of my classroom with my students, I was working on my business. I was building my business. And, you know, in that moment, my mom stepped up and she helped me, you know, keep my house clean because she was the one that was watching my kids during the day while I was working. And so she would help me out with things like that, with keeping the house clean and stuff like that. You know, my husband helps me with cleaning. He helps me with watching the kids. You know, if I'm like, hey, I need to do this, that, and the other, can you, you know, take your kids to your mom's for, you know, a few hours on the weekend or whatever, he's on board. Again, because I've had these conversations with these people about how important this is for me and what this means for them as well. So you can make the arrangements with the people around you and then do it. Then do it. It's so easy to make plan after plan after plan and then just say, well, but... You see what I'm saying? It's having that no excuses mentality that creates a real successful entrepreneur. Okay? What separates the successful people from the wannabes, essentially, is mindset. Saying, I will do this. I will figure out how. I don't know how, but I will figure out how. And it's happening, period. Instead of saying, well, I want to, but... Do you see the difference there? You have got to work on mindset first and have that stubborn attitude of I'm going to do this. Because it means this much to me. It means this much to my family. It means this much to my kids. Whatever. Okay? Find a rhythm and then stick to it. And quit worrying about how she's doing it or about how somebody else is doing it all. Because odds are they're not doing it all alone. Okay? And neither should you. And you got to quit procrastinating. Okay? That's one of the things that I struggled with. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I struggle with this. I do. Okay? But you got to quit procrastinating. Honest. You've got to be honest with yourself. It's honest time right now, okay? Are you doing the work? Are you actually doing the work? Are you making sure that you have all of your income-producing activities done and finished before your head hits the pillow every night? Or are you saying, I'm tired, I'll do it later. I'm not in the mood right now. You know, I had a bad day. I'm not feeling it right now. Which one are you? You have to really look inside and ask yourself, are you really committed? Or is this something that you just want to magically happen for you while you watch Netflix or play games on your phone in your spare time? Okay? Get honest with yourself. Because 9 times out of 10, in any situation, any team that I've ever built, when people come to me and they're like, it's not working, I'm in a slump, it's, you know, things are going wrong, I don't understand, I don't know what's going on. 9 times out of 10, if things aren't progressing, it's because you aren't doing the work daily. Okay? You're using the word but instead. I would, but I gotta do this. I would, but I'm really tired right now. I would, but that new Netflix series is calling my name right now. You see what I'm saying? odds are you're not doing the work, okay? There will always be shit that's going to distract you if you let it, okay? Hence the word you. You are in charge, okay? There was a moment where I let my why, my kids, and everything else become my excuse. And I thought that I could focus on other things and just kind of let my business ride. And you know what? My business took a tumble, okay? Honest moment, guys. I'm in the trenches with you. I get it. I'm telling you all of this from experience. When I let other things distract me, my business takes a tumble. And when it does, I have this flash of what that means for me. What that means is I have to go back for teaching, to full-time teaching. What that means is I have to go back to missing time with my kids. What that means is I have to go back to, you know, being trapped inside of my classroom and literally counting down the moments until I can leave. That means me going back to somebody else making my schedule for me. I have this flash of what that means if this business fails. And you need to think about that and ask yourself, what does it mean if my business fails? I know for me personally, that always scares me straight, okay? Because no job will allow me to have the freedom that I have in this opportunity. And this opportunity allows me to impact so many people than I would any other way. And guys, the big man upstairs did not lead me here so that I could let all kinds of shit distract me and not make the impact that I was meant to make. Okay, I got real with myself. And odds are you need to too. The people who win in this industry are the people who don't give in. The people who have lost the word but from their vocabulary. And they make it work, no excuses. No matter how many times they got to pick themselves up again after falling flat on their face. Okay? So I'm inviting you to get real with yourself. I'm inviting you to do the same thing that I did. Okay? Get real with yourself. Are you committed? Are you really in this for the long haul, or are you using the butt word quite often, a lot more often than you should? Okay? Are you committed? And if you are, do the hard things. Make your business top priority over everything else. Stop making excuses. And know that you don't have to do all the things. Nobody does, okay? Find help where you need it, okay? Have those conversations with those people and enlist the help. And know that it's not always going to be this way, okay? But you've got to have this season of hustle in order to get where you want to go. Gabish? Okay, so guys, that's it. That's all I got for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I always appreciate you guys. And please know how much I love you and appreciate you and love the feedback. Guys, if you dug this episode, share it on Instagram. Tag me in your stories. I'll shout you out on my Instagram. And love you, love you, love you, love you for it. Guys, I'm going to talk at you later. Peace! Oh, damn, that was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want to learn some simple network marketing auto-recruiting tips totally for free? If you do, go get the free 10-day boot camp by heading over to thatsocialmarketingchick.com. This bootcamp is going to show you how I recruit rock stars to my downline with zero rejection and without sending prospecting messages or bugging my friends and family, none of that stuff. And it's free 99, so go check it out, okay? All right, guys, I'm going to talk at you later. See ya!